Right now on UK Talk Radio, we're going to meet the fantastic artist Veronica Lajou. Veronica was born in Bologna and grew up in Sardinia, where she developed her passion for blues and rock. We'll find out more about that in just a moment. We'll find out about working with music maestro Gary Luca and two fantastic singles that are out right now, Morning Lights and Baby. So, let's meet Veronica right now.
I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
This is UK Talk Radio, with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
In just a moment, we're going to talk about your fantastic singles, which are called Baby and Morning Light. But before we do that, tell me how you first became interested in music and who is your inspiration?
I've always been interested in music. I remember singing since I was very, very little. I was like maybe 2-3 years old, and there's recordings of my parents filming me singing, just like making up words. Listening to songs, and mostly songs in English, I would say, because that's what my parents used to listen to. And I used to sing along and make up the words, and also write songs in just made up languages that didn't exist. But I used to do my own songwriting, let's say that. So, and I was very little, so I've always sung and I've always liked music. And I would say my inspirations, I've always been all the music that my parents used to listen to. They used to listen to a lot of rock music, a lot of soul, R&B. So I would say I've been, singing-wise, I've been inspired by artists like Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston. And then music-wise, I've been inspired a lot by Supertramp, Pink Floyd, all the things that my parents used to listen to. So throughout the years, I kept listening to those artists, and I always go back to them. It's like my safe place, comfort zone, music-wise, and it's always an inspiration for me to listen to them. There's always new things that I learn from them, and then it all comes together when I have to write music or perform or, yeah, anything really, yeah.
Wow, so a fantastic start as a child, a young age. And then to make it a little bit more formal and to learn some more, in 2015, you went to the Contemporary Music Performance at the Institute. So tell us a little bit about that experience and what you learned from that.
Yeah, so even though I was always interested in music and I was always singing in bands, theater plays since I was very little, my parents never really understood that I really wanted to do that as a career. Mm-hmm. So I had to do some crazy things to make them understand that I actually wanted to be a musician. You know how it is sometimes, you know, like children, they say many things. Oh, I want to be a singer, I want to be this and that. And they didn't really take me seriously. So, yeah, so like I said, I had to do some crazy things, and one of them was to just book an audition to get into the degree for the Institute of Contemporary Music. And obviously, I'm from Italy, so at the time I was in Italy with my family. And so I just booked this audition to go to London and audition for the university. And I just didn't say anything to my parents. And I just told them one day, oh, in a few weeks, I'm going to London for an audition because I want to do my studies over there. And they were shocked. They were like, oh, what's going on? What are you doing? Are you crazy? But yeah, finally I went there and I got my place at the university, and I think from then they understood that I was serious about it, especially because I moved to London and I was supporting myself, I was paying for my university, and so like studying full-time and working full-time. So it was very hard because I was very young, but I think that shaped me into the person that I am now and made them understand that I actually wanted to do this professionally.
And you've also been a voice professor in Ecuador and also an entertainer and an educator. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes, yeah, so I started teaching when I was in London, actually. So I think it was about in the last year of my degree, I started teaching around primary school. So first with kids, and then I started teaching, voice singing lessons to any age, really, and any level. And after that, I did a master in contemporary performance and production, and then after that, when I moved to Ecuador, and I was head of department at the University of Quito, which is the capital in Ecuador. So I was head of the voice department, and it was a great experience. It was very strange because at the time I was quite young. I was 23, 24, and a lot of my students were my age. So it was a bit strange at first, but it was great. I always liked teaching, and always been passionate about sharing what I know and learning more. And I think sometimes it's really important to have people that guide you through this kind of process, because when you study music, you can be very vulnerable as well. So I think the fact that I was young as well made me connect a bit more with the students as well at the time, because I felt like we had a lot of things in common as well, and I could see myself in them, and they could sort of relate as well to me. So.
And yeah. You've also been, I mean, it's quite varied what you've done. It's just amazing. So you've been a featured guest at a jazz festival. I mean, so that's a different type of music again.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I never realized that before, but I realize now that something that really helped me to open more doors throughout my career is that I always said yes to things, even if I wasn't sure if I could do it or not. Because I always face things with the attitude of, okay, I know that sometimes I'm very knowledgeable about the things that I say yes to, but there has been times that I was not so knowledgeable, but I knew that I could learn and do it and actually do a good job. So every time I had opportunities, even though they were out of my comfort zone, I always said yes, because I knew that it was going to make me better, it was going to make me more versatile. So yeah, that was one of the things. I at the time, I was not so experienced with jazz, but I had the opportunity to be invited to this festival in Louisville, in Kentucky. And it's a really important jazz festival in the States. And there's some really, really famous jazz musicians there, like Jamie Ebersole, this well-known jazz musician, and he wrote a lot of books about jazz, jazz studies in general. So it was a great opportunity for me. I felt like I knew nothing when I was there, but then obviously after I left, I was like, okay, I did a good job, and I'm proud of myself, because obviously you get out of your comfort zone, and then you just go to the next level, and you know so much more than before.
And let's come right up to date. So you've a collaboration and two new singles, Morning Light, first of all. So tell us how this song came about, how you came to record it.
Right. So Morning Light is coming out on the 15th of March, so it's not out yet. And Morning Light is one of my favorites. I think of the songs that we've been recording with Gary. We've been writing and recording so many songs. We started collaborating, I think it was September or October, so not many months ago. But I think we've done already about 20 songs, I would say. A lot of songs, and we have a really good connection. We think alike in most of the things, so it makes it easier, because it's just song after song, and it's very easy collaborating with him. He's great. And the Morning Light is one of my favorites, because it's a bit it's pop, but it's also a bit 80s. So it's got a lot of the musical elements that I like a lot, and that I think they represent me a lot. And so for a lot of the songs that we're releasing together, Gary sent me the song with the lyrics, and then I tried to make it mine. So just the demo just became sort of the song that you can that you will hear when it comes out of Before Morning Light. And I really like to experiment with demos a lot, because normally you get the music and you get a general idea of what the melody is like, and the lyrics. Sometimes you change lyrics around a little bit, and then I love playing with the demo and just make it mine. And I love adding a lot of extra bits, ad libs and backing vocals. So normally that's what the process is.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've been through a very creative process in quite a short space of time. And the last song to talk about is Baby. So tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, Baby came out on the 14th of February. So what happened with Baby was one of the first songs that we did together, that we recorded together, Gary and I. And I think that was the song that made us go okay, this is a great song and we need to produce an album, and we need to to make an album out of all these songs, and we have to take this seriously because there's a lot of potential in this. And so yeah, Baby, I think it was probably the third song that we did together, and I remember I got the demo, and I sang the main line, and then I remember just starting to add loads and loads of backing vocals, and then I just felt so inspired and so creative in that moment, because I would say sort of like a power ballad, a bit like 80s inspired, you know, there's a bit of like Mariah Carey vibes and a bit of those sort of artists. And I remember liking the song a lot, because I think it's a song that shows a lot of the things that my voice is capable of doing. So that song, we really liked it, and we thought that song was a great start for me to put more music out. And because it's a love song, we said, okay, let's take advantage of Valentine's Day, and we can put the song out then and see how people react to it. And I have to say, it's been great, and I received a lot of support from a lot of people, and I'm really happy about it. And obviously that motivates me to put more music out. So now I'm really, really excited about Morning Light, because it's just the feeling of putting music out and people reacting so well to it is great.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Veronica. I wish you all the best. These are two fantastic singles, Morning Light and Baby. So all the best with that future work as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
can feel emotion overflowing. Boy, I know that this could make a fight.
Till the morning light.